car crashes are the number one killer of teenagers. About 24 die in accidents every day. To cut down on fatalities, some safety experts are looking into monitoring the cars of young drivers with video cameras or other gadgets. But as NPR's Nell Boyce reports, some parents don't want to play traffic cop, and teenagers don't like being spied on.
2 years ago, a teenage girl was driving down a snowy road in Minnesota. Suddenly, she lost control of the car. A tiny video camera recorded the accident. That camera was in the car because of one man, Rusty Weiss. He's a former paramedic who spent years rushing to car accidents.
Too often what we found was a car load of teenagers who had lost control, left the roadway, hit a tree, hit a light pole, or, rolled the vehicle through the ditch.
The deaths made him heartsick, but then he had an idea. When his company installed video cameras in its ambulance fleet, the drivers became much more careful. Weiss wondered if the same technology could improve teens' driving. With the help of two local schools, he got 11 families to put cameras in their cars. The resulting movies show disturbing scenes, like that car crash in the snow.
You see the driver has a cell phone up to her ear, where she's not wearing a seatbelt. Her focus doesn't seem to be sharp on the driving. She's got one hand on the wheel.
The camera sits under the rearview mirror and also records an outside view. You can see the girl's car drifting across the center lane before it spins out and crashes into a snowbank.
And then as she loses control, you can hear the little bit of terror she went through.
Luckily, she wasn't hurt. The teens often drove carelessly at the beginning of the study. That changed as Weiss kept sending the videos to their parents. Seatbelt use went way up, and risky behavior went down. For example, another video shows four teenagers driving at night. The girl who owns the car is in the back seat. She points to the camera as her friend, who's driving, puts the pedal to the metal.
No, none of that, no!
She's got a camera? Oh, it's green.
God, okay, you know what? Get out of the car. Dude, get out of the car.
The little green light showed that the camera was on.
So in this case, I see that this had a direct impact on these kids' risk-taking and the behaviors that night, and possibly prevented something much worse.
The success convinced Weiss to leave his paramedic job to work at DriveCam Video Systems, which sells these cameras to trucking companies and limo services. But it isn't marketing to parents just yet. One major question is how much teenagers will resent the camera.
It may work for driving, but if overall the outcome is that the teens no longer get along with the parents at all, then it's a failure.
That wasn't a big issue for the families that volunteered to try the cameras out. Dan and Marie Ireland live in Minnesota and are close to their seven children. Dan says he thought the camera was a good idea for his son and daughter, David and Colleen.
We had three older kids that had driven before that and with mixed results. So we thought it was time we were ready to get the next two kids in some kind of a program where hopefully they would learn better driving habits and be more responsible with the car.
Colleen says that she and her brother didn't want it in their car at first.
I didn't really like the idea. They don't think it was spying, but I kind of felt it was. But after a couple of weeks, I got used to it a lot.
Her parents argue that they never spied. The camera is constantly on, but it only saves a piece of tape if the car senses something unusual, like sharp braking.
If they never set the camera off, there was nothing to see, so they could have had Jack the Ripper in the car, and we wouldn't have known it if the camera didn't go off.
This issue of spying is key. Bruce Simons-Morton studies teen driving for the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. He can list all kinds of new technologies, like devices that will call mom's cell phone when a kid speeds. But he thinks the majority of parents won't buy them.
I think the relationship between parents and children is both precious and fragile, and most parents would not want to violate the trust that they feel they've established with their teen by introducing a technology that teens might see as unfair.
Yet Jim Haas of Progressive Auto Insurance says that some parents will give electronic gadgets a try, especially if they can tell their teens that it means a break on insurance. His company has a pilot program that gives people discounts if they install a small device that records things like speed and time of day.
So we've had a lot of parents come to us and say, wow, I'd love to have this in my kid's car because I can't be in the car with them every time they're driving, and they surely don't want me in the car every time they're driving.
Rusty Weiss says this issue may go beyond parents and teens if larger studies show monitoring can reduce teen crash rates.
You know, if it really does work, the powers that be will take notice, states will take notice, the federal government will take notice, and time will tell. I think it's just too early to predict.
But technology might not be the best solution. After all, if there's a way to hack into these devices, teenagers will be the first to figure it out. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
And you can see videos of driving mishaps that were captured on camera at our website, npr.org.